March 20th, 2024. Present, we have Alderman Cope, Alderman Clocher, Alderman Merrick, and attending remotely, Alderman Cornelius and city staff. So no citizens in the room, no citizens online. All right. Minutes for correction or approval of our last meeting, February 21st, 2024.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Rusty, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
We're good. All right, we'll go ahead and enter those as presented. And on to our first item, new business, ADM 2024-07, our budget report for February of 2024.
Yeah, sales tax figures have been good. And the Christmas figures, Rob, you have to remind me, I don't have it in front of me, are not in here, or they are?
Oh, they're not. They'll be in March.
Yes.
But they're very good. They're positive.
They were record numbers.
Yeah.
They were like 10% off or something ridiculous like that.
10 or 12, yeah, really,
yeah.
Yeah, really so good.
You know, we've been seeing a bigger increase in October and November related to the Christmas season. So we kind of figured people are shopping online earlier, you know, as opposed to going into the stores. And people are also shopping in the stores in December. So we've had just like a giant increase in October, November,
yeah,
and December consumer sales. So that'll be reflected next month. You know, generally for the fiscal year, I think we're still tracking, I think it was like 3 or 4% when we budgeted 2. So that isn't that dissimilar from what we talked about, I think, at the budget presentation a couple weeks ago. But I mean, the numbers are still just, you know, churning away. So
cool.
Yeah, and nothing of note on the expenditure side, at least from my end. If anybody has questions, I'm happy to take them.
Just on the sales tax, so for the online sales, is it based on like where you're physically sitting when you're doing that,
yeah,
online order?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get not only the regular state sales tax full for all online orders, but we even get our 1% non-home rule.
Okay.
So that was, you know, the big windfall that we had a couple years back when they changed the sourcing rules. It made it a level playing field for retailers, whether they were online or in person. So 5-6 years ago, we were looking at maybe $4 or $5 million in aggregate between the two sales taxes. And now we're pushing 9 almost, you know, more than 8. Which is, you know, that's why we're able to do a lot of the projects that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's really driving our budget performance too. It's just, you know, we basically don't assume that we're going to get any of it in, because that had gotten us trouble in the past, you know, basically trying to spend revenues before they had come in. And now we're socking them away year after year, and it's given us a healthy fund balance and the ability to pay for a lot of these projects.
Okay.
So.
That's just retail, right? So like.
It includes the 1% for food, drugs, and medical appliances,
yeah,
as well.
Okay.
That's in sales. Not home rule is just retail, but sales includes both retail, okay, and grocery.
But that's none of that is food, right? Like restaurants.
That would be general. That would be both municipal sales and non-home rule when you go out to eat. I was talking more like if you go to the grocery store and buy bread or milk,
right,
or something like that. That would,
yeah,
just be the flat 1%,
right,
which the non-home rule doesn't apply, but the municipal tax, the regular sales tax does.
Yeah. The one thing that we'll probably need to talk about Tuesday night in context of the larger budget picture is the governor has proposed to roll back the grocery tax,
yep,
which is like a $300,000 hit for us. You know, they... I don't know where it's going to go. It's very tenuous politically, I think, both sides of the aisle down there with the proposal. And I know that all of the mayors are not in favor of it, because it's, you know, it's the state basically dictating a tax cut, you know, to the municipalities. So
yep,
they're cutting our revenues without giving us anything in return.
Yeah.
So we're the ones absorbing it. So, you know, $300,000, which is, you know, hefty dollar amount, is going to make or break us, you know, long term, probably not. But the proposal has been discussed verbally, not in writing yet, via a bill, and who knows where it's going to go based on everything going on in Springfield. But, you know, that they're going to give us the authority basically to implement that grocery tax. That way, if we choose to, there's no revenue impact to us. So, and I had thought that that might pose some collection issues for us, where we're responsible for locally administering it, and the state has since clarified that that wouldn't case. So, you know, basically it would just be, you know, theoretically, because again, there's no bill on this yet, you know, it'd be like municipalities have the ability to re-implement this, so you guys could have a vote and be like, well, we don't want to cut it, you know, and then the state would just continue to collect it and distribute it to us.
Yeah.
So,
oh, great. So they're So watching a no-win situation, basically. So.
Yeah, it's like LGDF, you know, it's like yeah. the state doesn't get any of the revenue, so they don't care. You know, they're just like, we're just going to cut it and let the municipalities deal with it, and there, it's a tax cut, you know. They have no regards to what that means for service or projects or, you know, any little control there. It's just
hey, they
top down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
figure
that
out.
Right. Yeah, work on that, Rusty.
Yeah.
While you're down there.
He's on the sleeve.
No action there, right?
So.
Yeah, informational item. All right, new business item number 2, ADM 2024-08, our treasurer report for February 2024.
Beginning fund balance of $24,526,776. Year-to-date revenues of $51,589,509. Year-to-date expenses of $40,892,236 for a projected ending fund balance of $35,224,049.
Rusty, questions?
Nope.
Right. Sorry, I should have asked you for the budget report, too. Did you have any questions?
I did not.
All right. All right, cool. So it looks like this has action. We typically put this on the consent, so you guys want to roll with that trend?
Sure.
Excellent. Thanks, Rob.
Sure.
Cash statements for December 2023, which is ADM 2024-09.
The city's cash balances on the first page for the various accounts where we hold money, and then the second page is our investments consisting of CDs, and we do have some United States Treasury notes as well. Happy to answer any questions if there are any.
How long is your CDs? How long do you carry
them? We have a lot of the water bond we did over the summer, so I was just keeping that in 6-month CDs. Those have actually already matured. They matured last month in February. And then we have a couple longer-term CDs in the general fund that expire. I guess they both expire in April.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it all. Good. I'm good. Rusty, you good?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Business item number 4A and 4B, ADM 2024-10, bill list invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 recovered in February and March.
Again, this is just a summary of all the invoices we paid between $5,000 and $25,000. These bill lists have already been presented to you at City Council and have been paid out, but they're summarized here. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I have none.
Good. Good.
Rusty, good? It's the part of the meeting where you get breaks. So.
All right.
Let's report. This is item number 5, ADM 2024-11.
The report is in the packet. It looks like our trends for website visits is now on the upward, which it normally does throughout the year as we have more and more events. I did speak with Civic Plus today on one of our annual phone calls about analytics, and he said the one thing that's interesting about our web visits is that we have everybody's IP addresses that are visiting the Yorkville website are originating in the United States. He's never seen that before.
Huh.
So,
no foreign traffic?
No foreign traffic.
That might be, we have a web application firewall.
Yeah.
That I think more strictly limits people right. from outside because that's where the majority of hacks come from.
Correct, so, yeah. So it was a really positive thing that they saw on their end.
Hmm.
So, but other than that, our socials are doing great and growing every month. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I have none.
Good.
Rusty, any questions?
Nope.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On to new business item number 6, ADM 2024-12, our fiscal year 2025 insurance renewal.
So we initially got the proposal back from Blue Cross and Blue Shield about 10%, and what's driving that is our PPO loss ratio is at 121%, meaning that for every dollar in premium paid, they pay out $1.21. So typically insurance companies don't like to lose money, so that's kind of why they came back initially with the 10% increase. What's kind of counterbalancing that, though, is our HMO loss ratio, which is at 47%, so every dollar paid in, they pay out about 47 cents. So fortunately, Alliant was able to negotiate that down to 6.65%. And we can even negotiate that down further to a little over 5.05%. So it'd be about $88,000 more than last year's premiums if we do the bundling discount, which we've done in the past. So basically the way that works is we pay a little bit more for dental, vision, and life than we otherwise would. We don't take the low-cost provider, and we stay with Blue Cross Blue Shield. But we'll still be with like a $7,000 surplus by taking the bundling discount. So I think it behooves us just to kind of leave things as is and, you know, reap that $6,500 surplus.
For me.
Yeah. And again, there's no change to contribution rates. HMO is still at 10.5%, and PPO would be at 12.5% as proposed.
Rusty, any questions?
Nope.
All right. Do you have action on that? Standard agenda? If you have questions? New business item number 718-2024-13, water, sewer, and road infrastructure fee renewal. Just want a clarification. This does need action.
Right. Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, these infrastructure fees are set to expire at the end of this fiscal year. So in order to include them for next year, which we've already included them in the budget under the assumption that they would be renewed through April 30th of 2025, they're the same as they've been for a number of years. The water infrastructure fee remains at 8.25 a month, or $16.50 per billing cycle. The sewer infrastructure fee remains at $4, or $8 a billing cycle. And the road infrastructure fee is at $8 per month, or $16 per billing cycle. So again, we've kept these fees flat throughout the, not only for FY25, but also for fiscal years 26 through 29. There is some account assumptions that the number of accounts will continue to increase, but the fees we've kept flat at $16.50, $8 a month. Or I'm sorry, billing cycle.
All right. And no change, more of a formality than anything at this point.
Because
so.
The annually thing, right? This is an annual.
Yeah,
historically,
yeah.
They you have a sunset clause on yeah. there. You could take it away, and then you wouldn't have to do this every year, but there's never been a desire to take a sunset clause. Yeah. No.
Questions? Doesn't seem anything earth-shattering, so I'm good with the consent agenda if you guys are good with that. Rusty, what do you think?
File a consent.
Okay. Yep. Rusty says goes. And we're hearing you fine, just so you know. All right. New business item number 8, ADM 2024-14, our travel expense authorization for elected officials.
As in your packet, it explains what travel expenses these are for elected officials. So it is for the IML conference, it is for the Metro West drive down, and then the FY26, because we usually book flights and hotels in FY25, but the actual conference is in FY26, the ICSC, which is the shopping center conference that Bart Lynn, Kathy, and John historically have gone to. So we have updated all of the rates, the per diems, and the mileage rates for FY25.
No questions?
Questions?
Rusty?
Mm-hmm.
This has ever really elicited much discussion?
No, it's a state requirement that you have to approve them, and basically it's like a maximum cap, so we estimate that everybody goes, and you know, historically, a few people go to the drive down, a few people go to the IML conference, so the costs end up being way less than what we've got on there.
Okay.
So. And I think since it was probably more well attended until COVID came along, I don't know. Probably the turnout hasn't been the same as. Agree with that. So then that's just extra money in the budget then if you don't use it all? The budget numbers are based more on historical trends than they are this dollar amount here.
Okay.
It's
all
just
right.
Kind of like the state requires it, so we just overshoot, you know, the estimate. That way there's not a question on the back end.
There
so.
You go. Okay. I'm good with consent then. Excellent. That concludes new business. There is no old business. Is there any additional business?
I'm good.
Good. I don't think I could. You sure? Last night you had a lot.
Yeah, last night. Well, it was one, but it was a big one.
Sure, sure. All right, Rusty, you said you're good?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to conclusion at 6:15. Rusty and Joey.